My name is Larry Cohen. I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Communication Workers of America. Greetings and welcome from my own union, the CWA, with 600,000 members. Greetings also from U.S. Labor Against the War. In just 10 days, over 200 unions and labor federations with 130 million members on five continents endorsed the International Labor Declaration opposing the war in Iraq. On this call today, there are participants representing major unions and labor federations on all five continents. This is the first time ever, I repeat, ever, that workers' organizations from all over the globe have united to communicate with a single united voice, a common message on a matter of urgent international concern: stop this war against Iraq. My own union, the CWA, on January 16th, adopted a resolution opposing the war. Since then, CWA local unions around the USA with more than 100,000 members have passed their own resolutions with their own discussions at union meetings around the country, and more are joining every day. Last Saturday, I was privileged to speak in New York City at a rally of hundreds of thousands opposing the war and opposing U.S. foreign policy, a policy that's not working for working families, a policy that supports not only a war in Iraq, but policies that encourage employers to export jobs out of this country without protecting workers' rights. U.S. Labor Against the War is an unprecedented effort to bring together American trade unionists at the local and national level to oppose our own foreign policy.
On Wednesday, a first-of-its-kind international telepress conference took place that was organized by U.S. Labor Against the War. Labor leaders from England, Pakistan, Australia, Italy, the Middle East, Brazil, Canada, Japan, Mexico, France, and other countries participated in the historic international anti-war effort.
I am Enzo Bernardo. I'm calling from Italy, from Rome, and I represent the trade union CGIL. 5 million workers, and I want to ensure all the people that in Italy, the big majority, not only of the workers, but of all the Italians, are against the war. The 15th of February in Rome, the biggest demonstration after the Second World War, with 2 million of people in the street, says that with the trade union movement, but not only, with a lot of young people, environmental organization, a lot of Catholic movement, says that this war is not our war, and that only the government, if the government says that he agrees, he talks only from his side, alone, but not with the Italian people. Naturally, we are, all the trade union movement, are against the terrorism. And we know the terrorism in our country was in the age of 17, fighting by the terrorism, but this war don't resolve this problem. And we are sure that could be, we could be a biggest problem after this.
I am Mick Ricks, General Secretary of ASLEF, the Train Drivers Union in Britain. Our union has a proud tradition of fighting for peace and internationalism. We were one of the founding members of the Stop the War Coalition in Britain. Our representatives in the coalition, Andrew Murray, is the National Chair of the Anti-War Movement in Britain. I myself have spoken at the main anti-war rallies, including the historic rally last Saturday in London, organized by the Stop the War Coalition, where upwards of 2 million people attended. In addition, my union has joined others calling for the British Trade Union Congress to hold a special conference in line with its rules to discuss what action the trade union movement can take to halt the imminent war. I am proud that some train drivers, my ASLEF members, have refused to drive trains with military material for what they and the union regard as an immoral and unjustified war.
Logistics, coordination, technology, and translation were just some of the hurdles necessary to make this first-of-its-kind press conference work. And while not always perfect, the meaning of the event came through with crystal clarity. Multiple languages were spoken during the press conference, which lasted a little bit over an hour, including Spanish, Portuguese, English, and French.
Hassan Jamam, Secretary General de la Confédération Internationale des Syndicats Arabes.
Yes, Hassan, the General Secretary of the Confederation of Arab Trade Unions.
18 organisations arabes centrales arabes et 12 fédérations professionnelles arabes, groupe aussi environ 35 millions d'adhérents.
Yes, our union federation represents workers in 12 countries and federations representing 35 million workers.
Notre confédération, d'abord je tiens de remercier les organisateurs, et que notre organisation est contre la guerre qui menace toute la région et même le monde entier, et en plus que cette guerre n'a pas d'objectif de règlement pacifique au niveau de la région. Et c'est l'objectif, c'est pas question que pour avoir enlevé le désarmement, mais c'est l'objectif, c'est de la domination du pétrole de la région, y compris l'Irak.
D'accord. Permettez-moi de traduire, s'il vous plaît. This,
oui.
I'd like to greet everyone on the call and the American trade union movement in particular. Our federation has taken a clear stance against the war. We believe that such a war threatens the stability throughout the entire Arab region. Its purpose is not to bring in stability or peace, but rather its goal is to impose the domination by U.S. and foreign powers over the oil resources of the region.
Representing workers against the war in Australia was Sharon Burrows.
Well, Australian workers are overwhelmingly opposed to the war. We were proud, and I think Lee Hubbard's on the line, to have our Victorian Trades Hall comrades lead the first global demonstration last Friday evening. You would understand that having one of the Prime Ministers, indeed with the American President and Tony Blair, leading the trio who are rushing to war, that we feel dreadfully ashamed of having this reputation as a nation. Our Prime Minister has no mandate from the people to seek a war against Iraq, a people with whom we have no fight, and indeed a people whom our Prime Minister talks about as collateral damage, as if somehow the injuring and maiming of innocent people is acceptable. It is shocking for us to watch the bullying of the UN Security Council as increasingly George Bush, Tony Blair and John Howard become impatient for a war that at least the people in our nation, along with those in your nation and indeed in Britain, as just expressed by our comrade, don't support. So we will continue to work in every way possible to oppose the war.
Eu falo em nome da Executiva Nacional da CUT, Central Única dos Trabalhadores.
I speak in the name of the National Executive Committee of the CUT, the Unified Trade Union Federation of Brazil.
Que representa 9 milhões de sindicalizados em todo o país.
Which represents 9 million organized members across the Brazil.
20 membros da Executiva Nacional da CUT, que é a autoridade máxima da central, endossaram o manifesto internacional proposto por U.S. Labor Against the War.
20 members of our National Executive Committee, the highest body of our federation, have endorsed the international statement issued by U.S. Labor Against War.
E a CUT está engajada no Brasil na constituição de comitês contra a guerra no Iraque.
And CUT is involved in all regions of the country in the building of broad anti-war coalitions and committees against the war in Iraq.
Everyone involved in the Wednesday press conference said that this was simply a first step. They would continue to organize and escalate anti-war activities if and when an actual attack against Iraq takes place. For KVMR-FM, I'm Mike Thornton.